Hi, this is Rabbi Yoni Levin. Welcome back to Daf in Practice. On today's Daf, Maseches Pesachim, Daf Tzadi Vav Amud Aleph, the Gemara introduces the concept of Bikur Dalad Yamin, about inspecting the Karban Pesach for 4 days prior to the Karban, and inspecting the Karban Tamid 4 days prior to bringing the Karban Tamid. So Rabbi Zilberstein asks two questions. I'm going to focus on one of them, but first he wanted to know whether or not one has to do this Bizman Hazeh. And you know, the Beis Hamikdash should come any moment. And if we don't do the Bikur Dal Yamim, the Karbanos won't be prepared for the Beis Hamikdash. You'd have to wait 4 days prior to bringing Karbanos. But then he asks, in terms of this concept of preparing for the coming of Bayis Shlishi, what's the halacha with respect to Levim learning music? Should a Levi learn music? The Rambam writes in Hilchos Klei Mikdash, Perek Gimel Halacha Zayim, that Ein Ben Levi Nichnas Lazara Lavodasa Ad Shil Miduhu Chamesh Sharim Tchila. That a Levi needs to study and prepare 5 years of his work, of his singing, and he can't come in until he's been prepared. So should a child, or should an adult, should a Levi, learn how to play music so he's prepared that the moment by Shlishi comes down from Shemayim, we're ready to start singing the Shir. So Rav Zilberstein quotes from the Pal Shulchan, the Akdama of the Pal Shulchan, the Talmud of the Gra, and he explains that one time when the Gra was finishing his parish in Shir Shir, He was incredibly happy, incredibly elated, and the simcha of the learning and the completion of the teirsh on Shir Shir. And he explained that he closed the door, and the windows were closed, and it was the candles were lit, many candles. And when he completed the parish, he lifted his eyes up with incredible dveikus to Shemayim, and he gave a bracha of hodah to Kadosh Baruch Hu, the zocha to complete such a parish. And he said, all the chacham need the Torah, and everything, all types of wisdoms, all types of chachma is included in the Torah. And he mentioned that algebra, mathematics, and music were such high levels of wisdom, so much so, and many of the reasons the Tamei Torah of the Sodos depend on the singing of the Levim and the Sodos of Tikkuni Zohar, he writes, and you can't understand some of the depths without mathematics, without music. And through this, a person could die, and a person could remove his neshama, could leave this world from the ne'imus, the sweetness, the gentleness of this these chachmas. And a person could bring back to life with the sodos that's hidden in the Torah, in the music, in the algebra, in the mathematics. And so based on this Pas Shulchan, Rav Zilberstein says, if music is so deep, if music is so powerful, so much of the sodos of the Torah is hidden within it. So nowadays, people don't know the real chachma of music. People don't really know the chachma of music, and therefore, it would seem to be unnecessary because a person couldn't study it for 5 years, 10, 20 years, a lifetime. A person couldn't understand the depths of music without being taught by the right people. And therefore, he said, it would be pointless. A person can learn music, but this would not be part of the preparation of the Beis HaMikdash because the music wouldn't allow you to get to that point. Now, I would perhaps argue on this and say that a person could still study music, a person could still study mathematics, and that could be prepared. A person has that study underneath him, underneath his belt, he could accomplish all of that. So the idea would be, even though he may not know the sodos, but when the Beis Hamikdash comes and he's taught by whoever, Eliyahu Navi, Mashiach, whoever's going to teach these individuals, they'll be able to add the sodos to the music, the sodos to mathematics. So I would suggest that maybe one should come prepared and it'd be a kli kibul when the time comes. But a person has no musical skills, he won't have the ability to even understand the sodos.